So the good thing about living in the simulation is you get to do stuff over and over till you get good at it. Think about it. It lines up with the Bible, the sanctification process, 1,000%. You keep repeating the same stuff till you learn from it and don't do it anymore. When you take a job, you go through training, right? What is training? It's a simulation. You do the training videos because they're simulations of what's real. Every time you go through a training of some kind, it's a simulation of the real deal. You're practicing for the real deal. So when the women, before they have a baby, they go to the class and see how to push and all that stuff. They go through the simulation before it actually happens. So that's what each day is, especially when you're a child. You go through the simulation. Notice a lot of stuff that happened when you were a child is happening right now. The way you think, the way you respond. Now you can break, that's an AI program. You can break that, but people who are not self-aware, they don't usually break that. People who are not self-aware, they don't usually break that part of the simulation. They just stay in that childhood repeat. They never grow up, you know. By renewing your mind with the eternal truths, you step outside of the time simulation. So usually when there's a problem that happens, you respond the same way you did as a child, or, you know, something like that. When you break that simulated training program and you meditate on the eternal truths, you're outside of the program. You've graduated. You become the trainer instead of the trainee. Because you already know what's going to happen before it happens, because this is all a simulation. It's all a birthing process. So I'm going down the highway in a bunch of bad weather, right? Rain. So I already know I'm going to have some bad drivers, some bad apples out here who are just acting crazy on the highway while it's raining. Or some people that don't know how to drive. So I've been through the simulation 1,000 times. So what I do is I keep my distance from the car in front of me. And if I see somebody too close, I put my hazard lights on. It's all a repeat. You should be able to do things more efficient, more wisely, professional, whatever it is. You know, in wintertime, there's more of a chance of your battery going dead, so every 5 years you need to change your battery, because you've been through the simulation enough times to change your battery and be prepared for winter. Back to the childhood thing, a lot of times most people are just responding on that AI program that they learned from their parents, their bloodline, or their culture. When you step out of it and you take up your cross, see that to break the simulation, you take up your cross. Or when somebody acts stupid, you just don't respond. When Jezebel wants to have a pride war, you don't even have a pride war with you, just walk off. When the Delilah or whoever shows up, you just smile and say more power to you, but with somebody else, you know, being facetious or sarcastic, whatever the word is. I never even studied what the word facetious really means. I need to look that. That's probably the only word I've never looked up. Might be able to decode it by just its phonics. She sus. It means not being real. Fuh. fuzz, probably like fodder. Not the real deal. That's probably what it means. Anyway, like it's like a it's probably like a fake version of something. It's probably what the word means, just by the phonics and the cognates sound. Anyway, it's almost like a false show, you know. So you know this whole reality is a false show. It's a pattern. Most people around you are mostly fake. Have you noticed that? They're just fake. They don't know how to be genuine. And so the whole system's a false show, you know. It's a fake show. It's a show. It's a carnival. It's such a big show that it makes the movie stars look like a joke. You rub shoulders with people every day that are better than any movie star you've ever seen, because they have to put on a show to live, to survive for life. A movie star just doing, yeah, they have to be a good actor to make a living, but once they make their million or whatever, they pretty much could retire, you know? And then they get the money from the repeats, you know? And notice, if they have a good show and it repeats, they're making repeat money off of the simulation. They're making money off the simulation. That's what I'm talking about. You can use the simulation to benefit. You can benefit off simulation. And if you really think about it, you actually couldn't function if it wasn't a simulation, if it wasn't a repeat. You couldn't function. Because if it changed every day, if reality changed every day, you wouldn't have a foundation. So Jesus is the foundation. Jesus is the base. He is the rock. There has to be some kind of solid ground to stand on. And if people want to change the definition of words, or people want to change the definitions of the types and shadows of reality, the male, the female, the up and down, left and right, the authority in life, you know, socialism is pretty much delusion, because it's a sacrificial redemptive system, and it started the lamb slain before the foundation world, and that's just the way it is, and it's not going to change. And they can try to change definitions and change reality, but you're still going to face off with that reality. You can fight it all day long, but when you fight against it, it fights back, because the universe follows the pattern. And so that sine wave pattern is a horizontal sine wave, and then when you turn the sine wave upright at 90 degrees, you see a snake on a pole, snake on a cross, because when you plot the sine wave, it's a pole and a snake turned sideways. The snake on the cross turned sideways. So how do you make it every day in this simulation? Optimal performance. Die to self. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. That's what he did. It's the only way he could make it down here. Because the snake system, the drama snake system, is just too crazy. And so the pet goat thing was Jesus on a surfboard, closing his eyes, walking through this thing. He didn't look at the outward appearance. He had his affection set above, you know. And if you think about the I pet goat, a goat, pet of the goats. The goats try to get the sheeple to be pets, you know. But actually, the word pet actually goes back to God the Father. Goes to your inside. Goes back to the inside. If you just etymology pet, unfold it, you'll see what I'm talking about. Holographically unfold it. Notice when they started trying to change the definitions of words and he and she and all that junk, it fell to the wayside. It didn't even last because it's impossible to function with chaos. These people are stupid. I mean, they are stupid. You don't even have to be a wordsmith to understand that was just stupid. All you need to know is be a normal human being and realize you can't change pronouns. It's really just stupid. If you want to take away the fact, why would they do something like that? Why would they want to switch roles and stuff like that in the home and stuff like that? Because they want to take away your foundation. If they can take away your foundation and create chaos, every evil work. So when you got a Jezebel tries to get you to go drink with her and smoke with her and whatever, smoke some dope. Let's go smoke some dope. She's trying to take away your stability and your equilibrium. She's actually testing you in a way. She don't even know it. She's testing you. She's actually testing what really is happening with the female Jezebel. She don't even know it. She's testing for the real men that don't follow but lead by example, you know. It's all a test. She's in a simulation. Her mama was in a simulation, and she says stuff like this. She says, I'm not going to be like my mom. And what happens? She ends up just like her mom. I'm not going to be like my mama. And she, 20 years later, she's just like her mama. Hello. Hello. If you watch Sad Guru today and you listen to some of the people in the audience, some woman stands up and asks him questions. And then you look 20 years ago when he was not as well known, and some woman stands up in the audience, she asks the same question. It might not be word for word, but it's the same context. He's already had 1,000 questions for his guru doctrine, you know. And so you're the same way. When you raise one kid and the same problems show up, then another kid shows up on the scene and you have the same problems. And let's say you had three kids. You've already been through it. You already know what they're going to say before they say it. You already know what the child is going to deal with before it appears on the scene. And that's what it, train up a child in the way he should go and he won't depart from it. Train up a child, simulation, simulate up a child, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. Some people listen to me, we're not trained from a child, so you're going to have to train yourself. How would you do it? Over and over and over, Proverbs, just repeat. The pain and the shift. You're trying to shift your reality to proper because you weren't trained as a child, so you have to do it over and over and over and over to shift your mind. It's a mind game. It's a mind shift. And then it's a behavior shift. Once you change your mind, your behavior follows. Doctrine determines behavior. Beliefs determine behavior. Over and over and over again, and stuff that happened in your childhood seems to kind of reappear until you overcome that. Why? Because it's a simulation. Come on now.